الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما وله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم رب زدني علما. After discussing the Srebrenica massacre in the last programs, Molana, we want to continue today with the country known as Bosnia and Herzegovina. The region known as the Balkans engenders a region of convulsive area, incessant wars and continuous strife. The area has been dubbed as the powder keg of Europe. That it had a violent and convulsive past depended upon the perception that the observer may have regarding the area. Nationalist and religious sentiments were the driving forces for the indigenous inhabitants to forge their own statehood and stem their independence. The occupation of their country by different internal and foreign colonialist powers played an influencing role in determining the socio-cultural development of the region. Initially, there were the incessant wars to gain control along ethnic cleansing lines and secure boundaries among the leaders of the various ethnic groups. Then the foreign forays of the Ottoman Empire and the Crusaders, whose cultural and religious background was alien to the majority of inhabitants. And thereafter, the great European powers, Austria, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, and Russia, made it imperative to throw off the yoke of subjugation imposed upon them. The Balkans is situated in southeastern Europe. The name Balkans, it received from the Turks of the Ottoman Empire that had its presence in the area for five centuries. The meaning of Balkans is a barrier. Some historians have contended that the word Balkans is a colloquial Turkish term, meaning a forested mountain. A range of mountains in Bulgaria is known as the Balkan Mountains. The Balkan Peninsula, that is land almost surrounded by water, or more precisely, land surrounded on three sides by water. Examples of these are the Arabian Peninsula, the Cape Peninsula, and the Iberian Peninsula. It is a landmass of Europe jutting southwards into the eastern Mediterranean Sea. It is bordered in the west by the Adriatic Sea, in the east by the Black Sea, and the southeast by the Aegean Sea. The range of mountains comprising the Carpathian and Julian Alps determines the northern land border. Rugged mountains cover 70% of the terrain of the Balkans. The low-lying areas of the peninsula are mainly river valleys, of which the Danube and its territories, the Drava and the Morava and the Sava, are major contributors to arable land for agricultural pursuits. Its geostrategic situation at the crossroads of three continents, Europe, Africa, and Asia, lends it to being the controlling gem for foreign hegemony of the imperial powers of the time. Six imperial powers had sought to exploit its geophysical situation and its natural resources through varying degrees of success for their own benefit and interests. These empires were the Byzantine, the Habsburg, the Austro-Hungarian, the Ottoman, the Persian, the Roman, and the Russian. The hegemony of these empires deprived the indigenous inhabitants of any benefits from the fruits of their land. Besides, the Ottoman Empire brought about in the Balkan region. The Balkan Peninsula today comprises of nine states and the Thracian sector of Turkey. The states are Albania, Bosnia, and Herzegovina. Bulgaria, Croatia, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Slovenia, and Yugoslavia, Slovenia, made up of a federation of Serbia and Montenegro. Of these 9 states, 3, Albania and Bosnia and Herzegovina and Kosovo, 2 comprising a multicultural and religious diversity, is designated for our purposes Bilad al-Muslimin, the land of the Muslims. The area of Kosovo is still a disputed territory between the Serbs and the indigenous Albanian Muslims residing in the area. The greatest influence on the peninsula has been imposed by the Byzantine, that is the Greek Orthodox, the Roman Catholics, and the Ottomani Islamic empires through their imperial endeavors in the region. The region has a population of 69.5 million inhabitants, made up of 3 groupings, namely the ancient peoples, the southern Slavs, and the Turks. Smaller concentrations of Gypsies, Jews, Italians, Hungarians, and Russians also inhabited the region. Notwithstanding its past and recent history of being a convulsive area, the Balkans has also been subject to the game of partition. Partition is a word that conjures up scenes of loss, despair, and killings. The familiarity is strengthened with experiences in Southeast Asia, the division of Pakistan from India in 1947. Though this was a consensual arrangement, yet the pogrom that followed the partition wrought devastation and displacement of a population of 10 million people on either side of the two countries and killed 1 million people in a frenzy of religious bigotry and cultural diversity. The Korean War brought mayhem and death in 1950. The war commenced on the 25th of June 1950, though there were clashes from 1948 onwards, and came to a halt in July 1953. The two superpowers, the United States of America and the then Soviet Union, vied with one another to stem their superiority for control of the Sea of Japan and the choke point at the Korean Straits. The country was divided at the 38th parallel, north latitude between north, controlled by the communists, and the south, under the influence of the United States of America. More than 5 million people on either side were killed, and many more millions made homeless. The United Nations subsequently tacitly approved the partition into north and south through peace negotiations held in Geneva in 1954, were unsuccessful in bringing about unity between the two factions. The other experience of partition was also around the same time, 1948, with the partition and theft of Palestine by the international community in the guise of the United Nations and the illegal Zionist entity known as Israel. The land confiscation of the Palestinians continues to the present. The breakup of Korea's into the North and South component served the interests of the United States of America in the South China Sea, and the killing of civilians in Nogunri reverberates today the suffering of the civilian populations. The attempted partition of Vietnam at the cost of millions of innocent lives and the My Lai massacres begs the acknowledgement of responsibility from the United States of America. Another word we are vaguely familiar with is Balkanization, that is to divide a country into small regions or cantons. The inhabitants cannot live together in a united country because of the cultural or linguistic differences and are generally hostile to one another. The partition of Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1995 hardly raised any concern in the international community or the Muslim world. Only the Muslims of the regions affected expressed their dismay at the blatant injustice perpetrated upon them in the full glare of the world media. Peace was achieved through a truncated and imposed settlement, and the Muslims received the short end of the stick. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a landlocked country in the north and south. Croatia borders the little coastline of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The country has no natural coastal harbor that the Bosnians can derive any economic benefit. All the ports of Bosnia and Herzegovina are along the inland waterways of the country. The western border of the minuscule coastline is the Adriatic Sea. The northern boundary of Bosnia and Herzegovina is the Sava River along the border with Croatia. Smaller rivers such as the Bosna, the Vrbas, the Una drain into the Sava, that is one of the tributaries of the Danube River. These rivers are largely navigable and pass through many towns and villages, making this country one of the most beautiful natural landscape areas in the region. It is due to this natural beauty that Bosnia and Herzegovina remain the most sought-after tourist destination in Europe. The Drina River forms the eastern boundary of Yugoslavia and is one of the tributaries of the Sava River. The Neretva River flows through Croatia and drains into the Adriatic Sea. Bosnia and Herzegovina also has many underground rivers and glacial lakes that abound the countryside. Many natural springs are found in the region and are used for mineral water and thermal spas for the promotion of health and as an added tourist attraction. The interior islands in which the region is situated is rugged and mountainous. The winter snowfall turns the slopes into the skier's paradise and slope-clad Sarajevo into a winter wonderland. In 1984, Sarajevo, the capital city, was chosen venue of the Winter Olympic Games. The highest peak in the highlands is Mount Majlik, that rises 2,386 meters into the Dinaric Alps. The capital of the country is Sarajevo. Other important cities and towns include Brčko, Gorazde, Banja Luka, and Srebrenica. The indigenous inhabitants of Bosnia and Herzegovina is made up of the ancient peoples, the Southern Slavs, and the Turks. However, the divisions within the inhabitants are emphasized by the cultural and religious affiliations of the prominent groups that make up the population of the country. The Bosniaks, the new ethnic term to eradicate the religious designation as Muslims, and bring the Croats and the Serbs residents in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Croats and the Serbs of Srpska make up the three groups that inhabit the country. The Muslim identity of the believers in Islam has been subsumed into the national identity of the country. The population of 4 million is made up of 62.3% Bosniaks, and this excludes those Muslims who fled during the genocide and settled elsewhere in the world, and those who remain displaced in refugee camps after the genocide. Nearly two-thirds of your population is made up by the Muslims, but allocated only 51% of the land. The Serbs constituted 7.7% of the population, and they were allocated 49% of the land. The allocation reminds one of Palestine, but on a smaller scale. The population is not divided along ethnic or cultural lines, but along also along religious affiliations. The Bosniaks comprise 40% adherences to Islam, while Croats 15% and other Bosniaks adhere to the Roman Catholic Church. The Serbs follow the Eastern Orthodox Church. The remaining 14% follow other Christian sects. The economy of the region was always the first stepchild of former Yugoslavia, and the genocide and ethnic cleansing of 1992 devastated the economy of the country. During the communist era, Sarajevo was an industrial center for the country's defense production facility. But these were looted and then destroyed by the Serbs, comprising with the disintegrating forces of Yugoslavia. The main cultural agricultural products of the region are wheat, corn, fruits, vegetables, and livestock. The country remains a net importer of food. The industrial sector is vibrant and engaged in the mining of steel, coal, iron ore, lead, manganese, and bauxite. The manufacturing sector is engaged in the assembly of motor vehicles, producing textiles, tobacco products, furniture, tank, aircraft assembly, and oil refinery. The currency of the country is pegged to the euro and is known as the marka. Its value has strengthened over the last 5 years, and it's about 1.48 to the US dollar. Now we come to the historical legacy of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Remember, this is only one of the states that has got a majority Muslim population in Europe. The early history of most of the Balkan countries entails the Illyrians occupying the region with the Thracian people. The Illyrian kingdom ruled over the region until about 167 BC. It became part of the Roman Empire. In the year 395, the Roman Empire split into the Western Roman Empire, Croatia, Slovenia, and parts of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and the Eastern Roman Empire, known as the Byzantine Empire. This empire included Serbia, Montenegro, and Macedonia. This division influenced the disparities and differences that exist and prevail to the present day. The Serbs adopted the Eastern Orthodox Church and incorporated the Cyrillic alphabet in writing the Serbo-Croatian language. The Croatians, on the other hand, adopted the Roman Catholic Church and adapted the Roman alphabet to write the same language. With the migration of the Slavic people from Russia and Poland, each group established its own state. During the 15th century, most of these states came under the foreign domination, and the Osmanli Turks were keen participants to expand their dominion into Eastern Europe. With this expansion followed the spread of Islam in the Balkans. The people of the region already knew Islam, with the Arab traders ferrying their trade along the Adriatic coast in the Aegean Sea. The founder of the Ottoman dynasty was Usman, who was succeeded by his son Orkan during the early 14th century. Orkan gained his military training under the watchful tutelage of his father. He had participated in various forays against the Byzantine Empire. Under his leadership, the empire increased fourfold. He exploited the decline that was creeping into the Byzantine Empire. He also took a keen interest in the affairs at the court of Constantinople, now known as Istanbul. The ascension battles in the court in Constantinople were filled with intrigue, and Orkan offered his troops to Cantacuzene during the civil war that broke out when he proclaimed himself as emperor. In return, Orkhan was given the hand of Princess Theodora, the daughter of Cantacuzene. Theodora's other sister was married off to the opposition heir to the throne, John. The relationship was bonded and patched up with the emperor becoming father-in-law to his benefactor and his rival. In 1349, the Serbs threatened to attack the Byzantine dominions, but with aid of the troops provided by Orkhan, they were repelled. Orkhan was rewarded further for his assistance with a fortress at Zampa on the European side of the Hellespont. This was in 1353. Because of this gesture, Orkhan became the first Asiatic ruler to gain a foothold in Europe. In 1359, his son Murad, a seasoned general, succeeded Orkhan. He saw Europe as a lucrative dominion for his empire and established Thrace as the capital of his empire. The Christians were alarmed at the rise and the establishment of Islam by the Turks on European soil. Pope Urban V organized a crusade against Murad. The first crusade against the Muslims was organized by Pope Urban II in 1095. The crusader army was made up of Hungary, Serbia, Bosnia, and Wallachia, that is Romania. In 1363, the two armies met on the banks of the Maritsa River near Adrianople, this modern-day Edirne. The Turks were victorious and annexed all the territories south of the Balkan Mountains. After this victory, Murad continued his campaigns of expansion in the eastern sector. This battle also granted the Turks the capacity to influence events in the Byzantine Empire after treaty was entered into between Murad and the Byzantine Emperor. The sons of the two rulers conspired to grab power from their fathers and amassed a large army of Turks and Byzantines. Murad's son was Sarji. Murad granted amnesty to the soldiers who had joined him, and deserted him in droves. The prince was beheaded for his insurrection, and Murad was secured in his throne. In 1366, Murad invaded Bulgaria after the death of Alexander, the Tsar of Bulgaria. The three sons of the Tsar disputed the ascension to the throne. Sisman was victorious in the ascension stakes. Murad married the daughter of Sisman in 1371 after the Bulgarians were defeated at Samar. Murad continues his campaigns in Europe and Asia Minor, and in 1372 he crossed the Var River and gained a foothold in Serbia, Albania, and Bosnia. The futuhat, that is the opening, heralded the entry, not for the first time, of Islam deep inside southeastern Europe. During the ensuing years from 1381 to 1387, Murad campaigned to consolidate his position by capturing Montesir in Serbia, Sofia in Bulgaria, and Nish in 1386. Not all was plain sailing. The Serbs defeated the Turks at the Battle of Verdun in 1387, and in 1388, Murad avenged his defeat, the famous Battle of Kosovo in 1389 against the Serb King Lazar, was undertaken during the reign of Sultan Murad. Sultan Murad ruled for an eventful 30 years. His sudden death was a tragic event of deceit. After the Battle of Kosovo, the Serbs sued for peace with the successor of Murad, his son Bayazid, was known as Thunderbolt Yildirim because of his courage and bravery in the battle. The new king of the Serbs, King Stefan, to show his sincerity for peace, sealed his treaty that he signed by giving his hand, giving the hand of his daughter, Princess Despina, in marriage to Bayezid. His campaign in Europe also brought Bulgaria and Wallachia into the fold of the empire as vassals. These campaigns opened the way for entry into Hungary. He also had to contend with a joint Christian crusade undertaken by Sigismund, the Prince of Hungary, in September 1396 at Nicopolis. Both sides suffered heavy losses in the fierce battle, but Bayezid was relentless in his pursuit and passion for Europe. His army columns attacked Austria, Hungary, and Wallachia. In 1397, he invaded Greece. At the beginning of the 15th century, the Mongolian horde of 180,000 soldiers threatened Bayezid under the leadership of Amir Timur, also known as Timur the Lame and as Temelane in the west. In 1401, Timur bullied alive the residents of Sivas for defending their homeland against him. He was merciless against his opponents. Timur was ruthless and psychopathic. He built mountains of pyramids with the skulls of his victims and spread death across the Asian plains. The senseless loss of life and property seemed to be a game for Timur, for he never did rule any of the territories that he had conquered. In 1402, Bayezid led a force of 120,000 soldiers to confront the scourge threatening his empire. The two armies met at Ankara. The Turks suffered a despairing defeat at the hands of Timur. Bayezid was captured and imprisoned in humiliating circumstances and died in captivity in 1403. The thunderbolt went out in a whisper. One can only speculate the outcome had the two adversaries joined forces for the good of humanity. Muslims fighting among themselves paved the way for the rise of the European colonialist powers, that the Turks were vulnerable and could be defeated. During his reign of 11 years, he had extended the Ottoman Empire into the heartlands of the east of Eastern Europe. What followed during the next 11 years was a battle of succession amongst the five sons of Bayezid. The battle for succession to the throne was also the beginning of the practice of fratricide, that is, the murder of the remaining brothers, uncles, or nephews by the victor to remove all opposition and pretenders to the throne. The 18 years rule of Muhammad I, 11 years of conflict, and 7 years as Sultan saw the consolidation process of the empire being pursued and the promotion of cultural and literary pursuits. Murad II succeeded his father to the throne in 1421. His campaign in Europe included the capture of Salonika. He also suffered defeat at the hands of Hunyadi, the leader of the Hungarians, on the banks of the Masova River. Murad II suffered a heavy defeat against the crusade of Pope Eugenius, formed in 1443. The countries that were involved in this crusade were Hungary, Wallachia, Poland, Germany, France, Serbia, Venice, and Genoa. The defeat resulted in two consequences. Murad signed a treaty of peace with his adversary, known as the Treaty of Sagadan, whereby Serbia freed itself from being under vassalage of Turkey and the whole of Romania was ceded to Hungary. Murad abdicated in 1444 and handed over the reins to his 14-year-old son, Mohammed II. Well, now we have come to the end of our program. Continue with the story of Bosnia and Herzegovina, its history, and the influence of the Osmanli Turks on the region in southeastern Europe. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.